Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burns with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And this is 1 hour for Israel worship, the Prince of Peace, for he is Shar Shalom. Amen. Praise God. For many years, lives in Israel have been up under attack by various neighboring cities and towns and their nations and their beliefs. The Muslims have attacked them in many ways and killed them for land, for prestige, for ownership of whatever they say that they have the rights to. But God from the beginning gave all rights to Israel. And we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that God needs our help. He has set us as watchmen to watch over his people and his word to perform it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And because we are living in the last days, God has prompted me. He has given me instructions. Amen. Amen. To stand in the gap for Israel for X amount of days. I won't give you the number because I don't know when I will stop. But I will do this thing. I will let you know that I will pray until God said that's enough. Amen. Today, amen, Israel stand in fear of suicide bombers that take one person and go in and to any part of Jerusalem and begin to kill out innocent children, their mothers and their fathers, amen, stand and watch in hurt in their arms and not be able to comfort them during the time of their death. Fear and panic, amen. It's all over Israel, not knowing when a suicide bomber will come in and they will have to go into their makeshift shelters in order to survive, amen, and hope that they survive throughout the night. Not knowing what is going to occur because of what the wickedness that Satan has done concerning God's people, and not only Israel, but all of God's people, because Satan hates God's people. So I am a watchman, and I have made a vow to the Lord. I am not turning back. I'm going to stand in the gap for God's people and speak a word in season and pray. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I have a great love for Israel. I have a great love for the Jewish nation. Amen. And I have a great love for Father God. So during the times that I am on the airway, I'm on the airway because this is my passion. I'm on the airway because this is what I desire to do for God. I could be doing a lot of other things. I could be doing things that are even not going to benefit me in any kind of way. But God told me to stand strong and stand up like a soldier in his army and fight. For the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. And the way we fight is through prayer and worship and praise. And I just thank God, amen, for what he's doing and what he's about to do for Israel. Because although the enemy is raging on every hand, he is a defeated foe. Although the enemy is doing a wickedness, even up to a person's death, amen, that doesn't stop the will of God because, amen, God, amen, will take his children home. He is the Lord of the harvest, amen. He is the Lord of the seeds that are planted down here on earth. Amen. And so because of these things that Israel is going through and America and all over the world, this is a special broadcast, amen, a special service that will pray and lift up God, his Shekinah glory, amen, as it fills our rooms, our homes, amen, our children, amen, Israel, praise God, and throughout the world. But our focal point, amen, as God has given me, is on Israel. And I just give God the glory and all the honor and all the praise because he is a mighty God. And I thank him for what he's doing and what he's about to do. I stand up in proxy for his people in Israel, knowing that God can do what he say he's going to do. There's no weakness there. He's not a God that don't have the strength and the power to stand and help his people. He's a God that sits up high but look down low. And as we, amen, all over the world are going to go through economic crisis and all the things that the enemy, who is Satan, has tried to do as far as our future is concerned. Father God, even now, I rest assured that, God, you can do what you say you're going to do concerning, amen, our livelihood. Because the Bible said Jesus died for us, and I praise him tonight, and I give him glory. Amen, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shandalibioshayan. For what you're doing and what you're about to do in the earth realm. And I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit. Lord God, in Jesus' name. For the Bible said, we have a report to believe. And we have a and we need to take our focus and place it, amen, on God. Amen, and his son, Jesus Christ, who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible let us know that Jesus was going to grow up before. Amen. Father God, and the nation of Israel, the Jewish nation, I know of Oshaya, as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. That literally means, my Father, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that before Jesus came up on the scene, before he came, born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There was no substance in the land because the Bible let me know, my God, that all had sinned. Lord God, even before and after Jesus. But Jesus came into a land that was not productive because sin was in the land. And the Manalobo Shana Mosiah. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you sent Jesus Christ. But Lord God, as Jesus came forth, my Father, he produced a living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going forth to show Israel that he is King of King and Lord of Lord. Lord God, he can't be Oshana Mosiah. None of the Oshana Mosiah. And Father God, we understand through the word that Jesus didn't come for beauty or for fame. But he come to do the will of the Father. So God, I'm asking you, Lord God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, as we decree and declare victory over, amen, Israel, even, Lord God, before, amen, anything should occur, even in our watch, Lord God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Be it in the morning or late at night, whatever shift in position that we have, that we adhere to your will, my Father, and thank you and give you glory for what you're doing and what you're about to do for Israel. Because, Lord God, you calling Israel back to, amen, the appointed destination. The Jews are coming back from all four corners of the world today, Lord God, because, Lord God, it's time for them to take their rightful position. But God, through their coming and through their trials and tribulation, my Father, they have suffered persecution and opposition as we have in the body of Christ. But I stand for sure to say, Lord God, what a mighty God we serve. You're going to save your people, and I know it by your word. You see, I trust in your word, and I trust in what you say, and I'm a witness to, amen, your
Son Jesus Christ, and for him that you would get the glory out of our lives, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And the word says Satan is a defeated foe. My God, my God, my God, my God. So we don't have to fear, my Father. All we have to do is stand forth and pray for the little children in Jerusalem. My God, for the mothers and fathers in Jerusalem, for those that are out there sinning, Lord God, in Israel, Shana of Osiah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bring them on in and let them know that you are Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that they are hoping to come, the one that they didn't believe that came, Lord God, and died on Calvary. My God, I'm asking you to stand in the gap for my Father. Like you have always did, my Jesus, because you love the Jewish nation, Lord God. You love Israel, Lord God, and stand in the gap for, Lord God, your people all over the world. I pray for total deliverance in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to send the word, because Jesus literally came in to save all souls. He literally came to deliver us from all manner of oppression that Satan has tried to put up on us. He literally came to every ocean of Osiah, not only to destroy the yoke, but to break the bondage that Satan has tried to put up on us. But this is the word of truth, my Father, that no weapon formed against the Jewish nation, my God, no weapon formed against the Christians, my God, shall prosper, my Jesus. I'm a witness to it, and I thank you, God, that you can make the crooked way straight, and you can turn your people around before it's too late. Now I set up a banner, Lord God, and I cry out, Lord God, knowing that God, you can do it. You can work it out. You can make things happen, Lord God. Over in Jerusalem, there ain't no distance in you, but you are supernatural God with supernatural power. You are God, amen, that got power and authority, and it comes out of your mouth first, and the Holy Ghost perform it. I'm asking you to build up the walls and the supernatural for Jerusalem in the name of Jesus, so that every bomb attack, every satanic attack that come from the neighboring cities, the neighboring towns that want to destroy the Jewish nations, will literally, amen, disintegrate by your wall and your protection in that valley, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to send forth the angels and let them begin to encamp around that supernatural wall. You see, Jeremiah and Isaiah, my God, and Nehemiah and Ezekiel and all the major prophets and minor prophets, they prophesy about many things that Israel had to go through, but also they prophesy that Israel will win. And Lord God, we know in the end, Lord God, it's already finished and already done. So I praise you. No delay. And no setbacks, but Lord God, just like Nehemiah built the wall, he had opposition. My God, he came to the ocean of Osiah. We bind up the same valley demon that want to oppose the will of God in the neighboring cities of the ocean of Osiah in Israel. Lord God, that you would tear their works down in the name of Jesus, God, that they would not be able to penetrate through forces of deception, through forces of amen, wicked plans, through forces of darkness. But they will be utterly torn down in Jesus' name, and also in America and around the world. These symbolic demons need to go because they want to distract the will of God. But Nehemiah made up in his mind he was going to do what the Lord told him to do. So as you build up the supernatural wall, God, let the angels encamp around in the name of Jesus. Don't let no bomb penetrate gate of Jerusalem. Don't let no ball penetrate, amen, around in the various little towns that, amen, are in Israel. Don't let no ball, Lord God, stop the will of you, Jesus. Don't let no ball kill up no innocent babies no more. Be they strapped to one person and go in an automobile and try to kill up many people. Or be it, Lord God, at 10 or 15 that's trying to go in and kill up a nation of people. Stop that in the supernatural. Send forth the rain and the latter rain. Send forth the deacon of Oshana Mosaya. Told deliverance in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call those things that be not as though they were. Israel will be delivered. My God can do everything but fail. All power is in his hand. Ain't no stopping to Jesus Christ. No nobody Oshana Mosaya. And I give you glory, God, all the honor and all the praise, my Father. You can do an awesome work, God. And I thank you, Lord God. I praise you for keeping Jerusalem. And, Lord God, I'm going to speak the word over Jerusalem. And I'm going to speak the will that can be Oshana concerning Jerusalem and the world. Lord God, that you might be Oshana Mosana Mosaya be edified and glorified in the earth realm. I ask you to manifest your glory like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. And I give you praise, all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 None like you, Jesus, who can heal the blind that a man can do lobo shakarabosa. Thank you.
Praise God, praise God. Who is like you? O Lord, our King, our God, praise God. Patient and compassionate. He can do everything but fail. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father, praise God, praise God, praise God. I want you to turn, if you have your Bibles, to the book of Hosea. Amen, praise God, because the Bible say at the end times, when the battle of Armageddon, amen, is fought, it's going to be fought in Jezreel. Amen, praise God. In Megiddo, amen, in Megiddo, thank you, Jesus. Out from Jezreel, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, which is in Galilee. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so, amen, praise God, as Jesus come forth to deliver Israel, amen, as God had promised in his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is going to triumph victoriously. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And the Antichrist, amen, and what he's trying to do up under the authority of Satan will be just like Satan, defeated. And come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. Amen. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain and the latter rain and the former rain unto the earth. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible said, O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. Amen. I have slain them by the word of my mouth. And thy judgment is as the light that goeth forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt sacrifice. We just praise God and we give him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God wants his people to walk in obedience. He wants them to know that Jesus literally died for, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Not only the Jewish nation, but the Gentiles as well. Amen. Praise God. So we praise God, amen, and worship him. The word, amen, is literally what it says it is. God is going to do everything for his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as we go forth, we need to understand that the world affairs will become so bad, and the people will look for someone to help them survive in hard times. So again, we begin to pray for Israel, amen, because one of the things that the Antichrist, amen, and Satan is trying to do, my Father, is call the one world government, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and we know that Satan will be defeated in that area. But God, we ask you, Lord God, because of the economy and because of the recession that's getting ready to really, amen, hit the world. My God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. One of the things we need to pray for, amen, in the name of Jesus, is that you would send strategies, amen, over into Jerusalem so that they can begin to find out, amen, and understand what the will of God is concerning, amen, survival. Not only are you a God, amen, hallelujah, to save and deliver, but you give us strategies in order to survive, amen, the strategies that Satan will use and try to defeat, amen, God, amen, through his people. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to send forth strategies, amen, to the pastors and preachers, amen, and teachers and evangelists, amen, amen, over in Jerusalem and in America and all over the world, that we might be able to pray for, Lord God, them in a strategic, amen, location, and also using the strategies that you have given us in spiritual warfare. Because every demon that is defeated can only be defeated by a one that's stronger than him, and that is a man, as we are developed in the spiritual realm, Lord God, and become a man spirit sensitive and spirit, amen, told developed so that we can stand as soldiers to fight against this enemy. So, God, we call those things that be not as though they were, and asking you, Lord God, to send forth those strategies so that when we pray, we can tear down the strongholds, cast down the imaginations, Lord God, and everything that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of you, God, so that we can tear down the works of Satan in the name of Jesus. He's going to use, my God, as a strategy, my Father, Lord God. And I pray for this, God. He's going to use finances, Lord God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. They'll try to hinder Israel. He's going to come in with deceit because the nations are getting ready to suffer, Lord God, like never before. And he's trying to fix Israel where they won't have no means of support, amen, from the other nations. But the Bible says, in the book of Revelation, and I give you glory, God, and I repeat it again. And it's the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. That means you're coming back, my Father. Jesus is coming back, my Father, for a church that don't have a spot or blemish. He's coming back to, amen, claim his bride. He's coming back to change the atmosphere, amen, that we have had to live in. Much affliction and suffering, just like the Holocaust that the Jews had to go through. You're coming back, my Father, my God, to keep your people, Lord God, that they won't have to suffer at the hands of Satan no more. My God, so we plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. All over Israel, Lord God, all over the Jewish nation, my people, that are Christians, say, I plead the blood of Jesus over them as well. And I ask you, Lord God, even though there might be a falling away, even though there might be an apostasy, Lord God, there's a remnant that will be saved. There is a remnant that will not bow down to Balaam. In the name of Jesus, that will not draw back in the name of Jesus. In the midst of opposition, they are able to stand because Jesus gave us power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that power was gained at Calvary. My God, my God. He gave us authority. Now we got to walk in it, my Father. Lord God, because Lord God, he can't even be Oshanolobosaya. Every strategic attack that Satan is trying to do, Lord God, he won't be able to accomplish it. If we are totally developed, and we can stand as watchmen, and this day, Lord God, over in Tel Aviv, God, Israel, Lord God, there are more homosexuals that are being recognized. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to tear down that yoke, bind up the mixed multitude, bind up the strategies of Satan, because that's one of the things that he wants to create in the earth realm, that it starts from Sodom and Gomorrah. My God, my God, my God, he's bringing in homosexuality and thinking that's a way of life, but God, you able to stand. Now, God, he can't be both shining or both sides. Now,
Lord God, in the last days, even those old false prophets, and Lord God, they're going to try to tell people not to eat meat, but you said for us to eat meat, and then, Lord God, there's going to be false prophets that's going to capture silly women and deceive them, and then cause their whole household to be subject to Satan. But God, Israel needs you, and Lord God, don't let them do the things of the world anymore, but begin to call on your name, who is the Lord God Almighty, holy, 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 my God, my God, my God. So we bind up homosexuality, and we ask you, Lord God, to keep marriage afloat, and we ask you, Lord God, as the Antichrist try to use strategies against Israel through the wheel that Satan is trying to place, don't let him be able to succeed, because he's setting Lebanon, Lord God, as a place, a focal point, amen, of commerce and a military port. My God, my God, my God. And Lord God, he's setting, amen, Rome, Italy, as the seat of the false prophet, where he might go through, my Father, and try to reign and try to falsify and deceive many people through signs and wonders. But God, Lord God, Lord God, you can tear down every stronghold. Ain't nothing impossible for you. Lord God, oh God, I speak success. I speak victory. I speak, Lord God, your evidence through your word, that your word will not return back void, and it will accomplish what you have said it to accomplish, in the name of Jesus. And I'll give you glory, my Father, and I'll give you all honor and praise, my Father. My God, for you are the Lord of the breakthrough. My God, for you, Alcobo Shana Mosiah, can do everything but fail. Show no lobo shay of Osiah. Show yourself mighty in Jerusalem, and show yourself mighty in the earth realm. Andolobo shangiri andanari Osiah. Nandalidibi Oshanadidibi Oshanabosiah. Tear out all these old lust demons, all these old lying demons, all these old deceptive demons, and let the true essence of prophecy come forth. For Lord God, he can't need the Oshanabosiah. And I give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Of a prayer. We need to stand up on a daily basis as watchmen, amen, to intervene for Israel. Amen. I don't know if you've ever seen a person die or bloodshed in the land where there is virtually no way to protect yourself as the Jewish nations during the Holocaust. As 9/11, one of the most cruelest things that you could see is bodies and body parts that have been totally destroyed by the enemy, who is Satan. He hates God, he hates us, and he has no love for anything that happens to God's people. He's merciless. He's a merciless killer. I had a conversation with him one time. And I said to him, you are a merciless killer. He has no compassion. He feeds off of death. He feeds off of people walking in rebellion. He feeds off of people that cannot help themselves. Innocent children that are being killed by bombs and all kinds of wickedness that he does to children, molestation. Just doing beatings by parents and all kind of wickedness. But God, amen, is so merciful. He's coming back for his people, amen. And it's not only the Jewish nation, but right now Israel needs you. Hallelujah. America needs you. America is getting ready to go through some things, amen. And I spoke that last year, 2009, after Easter, that the world itself at large was going to go through a tremendous shaking and upsetting. Various things were going to happen. And when I speak as a true prophetess. My word don't return back void, because God has already refined the words and he has put them in my mouth. Amen. I'm not out for gain. I'm not out for any kind of what you call position or status. I don't play with the ministry. When I try to bring forth various things in the ministry, it's because God has given it to me. I don't like mind games. I won't play with your mind, and I don't want you playing with mine. But at the same time, I can discern the difference between what is good and evil, and I discern the thoughts and intents. Amen. And right now, God has told me to pray for Israel. Amen. What's getting ready to happen, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to need the Lord. We're going to need the Lord. My God, thank you, Jesus. We're going to need the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You are my God, Lord, my life. Lord of the land and the sea. You are the Lord of the before there was time, and Lord of all lords, you will be. We bow down, and we worship you, Lord, we bow down. We worship you, Lord, we bow down. And we worship you, Lord, Lord of all lords, you will be. Thank you. King of my life, King of the land and the sea. You were King of the heaven before there was time, and King of all kings you will be. We bow to God, we bow to the King. We bow to God, we bow to the King. We bow to God, we bow to the King.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards did more grievous afflicts her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadows of death, upon them hath the light shineth. Thou hast multiplied the nations, hallelujah, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulders, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and the garment rolled in blood. But this shall be, praise God, with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Praise God. We just want to thank you, God, and we ask you, Lord God, to continue to move, amen, by your Spirit for Israel. As Satan continues to use strategy, God, we ask you, Lord God, as we bow down before you tonight, God, that you would step in and bring forth the total deliverance, God. For God, there ain't nothing impossible for you. And Lord God, I want to thank you again. Hallelujah. And I want to give you glory, all honor, and all the praise. Lord God, you step into the situations that are in Israel. Not only that, but you step into the situations that are all over the world, God. For Lord God, it seemed like a dead situation. It seemed like hopelessness is there. When we can't
can't figure out how to resolve an issue in marriage, or how to keep a child in line, or how to keep finances and food on our table, how to keep clothes on our backs. But the word of God let me know, God, you alive, and you reign forevermore. Ain't no marriage can be taken away. Now listen, Lord God, they willfully, Lord God, called it to be so. Because when we bow down, when we call upon the mighty name of you, God, you're able to do everything but fail. We bind up Lucifer and his tricks and traps. We bind up principalities and their powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. We bind them up, amen, in the name of Jesus, that they might be totally destroyed over the land of Jerusalem, over in Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And can't no, Lord God, no enemy come in and penetrate the walls of you, Jesus, because you are the light. Lord God, it can be El Shana Mosiah. We bind up the principalities and their powers, Fikiri Dio Shana Lamosana, Dio Kona Mosana, and rulers of the darkness of this world in the name of Jesus. And they carry the Oshana, Osakiri Dio Shana Lamosaya. Lord God, it can be the Andalabo Kondana Tere Dio Shana Lamosaya, Nandole Dio Shana Mosaya, over America and the world, God. And we call those things that be not as though they were. Lord God, we ask you to remove, Lord God, bombs. Lord God, I'm Oshana Mosaya, over in the airways, Lord God, Ekeri Dio Shana Mosaya, that the Air Force, Lord God, and the military, the armies, and the Navy, Lord God, Halio Shana Mosaya, that they might be able to stand forth and defend our country, God, and Lord Oshana, and only that, the God, Ekeri Dio Shana, Dio Shaya, that Israel might be, amen, protected by their soldiers. And then the spiritual soldiers that are warring in the earth realm, amen, today, amen, in the supernatural, killing out those demons that, amen, need to be destroyed. I bind up Lucifer. I bind up the devil. I bind up his works. He is a defeated soul. He cannot stand. He has no power. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And all Satan can do is fail. That's failure. God, he can't even shy. In the name of Jesus, he fell at the beginning of creation because, Lord God, even though he tried to defeat, Lord God, your people and your will, you turned back around and prophesied and told him you was going to raise up a seed in your name. And this seed, amen, come from the woman, and she would bruise the serpent head, and amen, the serpent seed, amen, would bruise the heel of the woman's seed. But God, amen, you spoke that word, and that was a prophetic word because it brought in Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, whose blood flowed from Calvary, whose reigning in his vestment, amen, and that blood is coming down. We want to thank you, Lord God, because it started a long time ago. Through Satan rebellion, but God, you're powerful, and God, sin can't reign in your camp. And Lord, we thank you for delivering Jerusalem, and we thank you for delivering me, God, and my family and the saints all over the world. And I speak a word of prophecy, and I speak a word of truth, that God said he is a king of kings and Lord of lords. His son Jesus is, and that he is my God, my God, my God, able to do everything but fail. So we need to look up to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Can't nothing stop the will of God in our lives. Satan
can't stop the will of God in our lives. All we have to do is stand forth in faith and believe that God can do everything but fail. All we have to do is stand faith and trust in the Lord and not lean on to our own understanding. All we have to do is wait upon the Lord, because he will come in the appointed time. He might not come when you want him, because there's not a need for him to come, but he will come right on time. So I curse the enemy at his works, and I call those things that be not as though they were, for Satan is truly defeated. And I praise and bless your holy name, Father God. How awesome, Lord God, is your power. How infinite in your power and your work that's seen in the earth realm. And Lord God, again I say, holy, 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 my God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that can do everything but fail. Lucifer fail. Amen. For Jesus said he saw Lucifer's lightning fall from the sky. My God, thank you, Jesus. And that let us know that God, you able. My God, you able to do everything. My God, I worship you and I thank you. My God, how my, how great you are. How awesome you are. I want to praise and bless your name. He can no more time, no more time. I want to bless you, Lord God, because you got power. And Lord God, you are God, and besides you, there is no other. I thank you for keeping us. I thank you, Father. I praise and bless your holy name. I thank you for the love of Jerusalem. And not only that, but I thank you for the love of your people that are all over the world. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Total deliverance. I thank you, Lord God, for the victory, because it's ours. If I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory, victory shall be ours. In the name of Jesus, I glorify your name. Lord God, look upon the various ministers that I know. Lord God, he can be Oshaya. And even those that I don't know, God, in the homes, Lord God, let them set themselves like a flint and a watchman for you, Jesus Christ, because Jerusalem needs those walls to be fortified with prayer, and prayer changes things. So we call upon you, Lord God, to send forth, Lord God, your ministers to battle, and let them be like a battle axe that you are, and fight and tear down the strongholds in our families' lives, over in the Jewish nations, and all around the world, because you're soon to come. Holy, 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 my Father, Lord God Almighty, Lord God Almighty, which was and who am I, Shanna Mosiah, and Nikitidio Shanna Mosiah, is to come. Great, Lord God, you great, you awesome, Lord God, he can't be Oshanna, be Oshaya, you are sure Shalom. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, Mandolobo Shanna Mosiah, that that fell in love with Israel a long time ago. You saw them, Lord God, and you began to protect them when they was rejected from their own kinfolks. And nobody cared about them. But you took them up, my Father, just like you took up the Gentiles, my Father, and you began to intercede. You began to intervene. You began to clothe us with righteousness, holiness, and truth, Lord God. Now I ask you, Lord of the harvest, take care of your people, the labors of you, Lord God. We need them, Lord God, in our homes, Lord God. We need them up and down the streets to preach the word of God. I yield to you through this song, and I worship and praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
How great is my God, you are my God, you are my God, you are my God. How good. Just how good.